question. Indeed, for a number of years, I've been working on the applications of AI in areas that matter for SDGs, and now what we call AI for social good. And there is a lot of research that's going on to apply AI in these areas, ranging from healthcare, climate change, education, and so on. So AI-driven innovation can help us deal with some of those major challenges of our time. In the last couple of years, I've been involved at the Global Partnership on AI, or GPAI, co-chairing a committee on responsible AI. And just the last few months, we have put out a report entitled Climate Change and AI that explains the many ways in which AI can be used to help mitigate climate change. For example, to make better use of renewable resources through forecasting and automated energy resource allocation, through the design of better materials, better monitoring of changes in the climate and biodiversity, and many more aspects. I've also headed a committee on pandemic preparedness and how AI could be used to drive drug discovery for social good. So the report is called AI for Public Domain Drug Discovery. And we discuss how AI could be used to considerably reduce the cost of developing new medicines, discover more effective drugs by uncovering new modes of action and exploring larger regions of molecular space. Now, AI can be used also in many areas of the drug development process, better, more efficient clinical trials, more appropriate protein targets, and so on. Now, this requires that appropriate data be collected to be used for these efforts. Unfortunately, there are some policy issues that block the optimal use of AI-driven socially beneficial applications like those I mentioned. The development of new products and services has mostly been put in the hand of private corporations in our society. And even though governments are funding a lot of academic research in terms of the innovation in bringing that research to products, there are not enough investments being made towards innovation that could help to address the SDGs and some of these global challenges. So, why is that? That's basically related to the very nature of our economy. Our competitive market-driven economy has brought lots of good things, but it also means that firms have an incentive to keep for themselves the data and insights and technologies that they gather through their innovation process to stay competitive. Unfortunately, that slows down the overall innovation process. And, for example, in the case of AI, where we need the data to drive the advances, that data and those insights and technologies are typically not shared, not making it possible for other firms, academics, governments, nonprofit organizations to explore on their end how to use AI to drive innovation.